never sounded this good. You're on KSBK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad. KSBK.
And welcome back. This is our last edition of March Madness for this evening. Sierra Grande Panthers taking on the McClave Cardinals. Again, Panthers putting their 24-0 record on the line. Got there by way of a 66-52 win last night versus Dove Creek. Taking on the McClave Cardinals. And it is halftime here as we got set up. And the Sangre de Cristo Panthers trailing by the score of 29-11. Or excuse me, 29-18, down by a total of 11 points. Going to take a quick break. I'm going to get some of the info here from one of my buddies, and then I can update you on who has how many points and whatnot. In the meantime, we'll hear from some of our awesome sponsors. You're listening to High School Basketball, brought to you by Intelligence.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
Sound familiar? Rotary phones went away for a reason, and it might feel like your business's phone system is about as ancient. You might fear high equipment costs, but you know you need to upgrade. Call Netelligence in Alamosa. With future-proof latest tech phone systems for businesses like yours, Netelligence phone systems offer useful options like smartphone apps, voice and video conferencing, and even allow employees to work remotely from home with the phone system. Make the intelligent choice. Find your new phone system at netelligence.com.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the San Luis Valley? Then let Colorado Realty and Land help guide you through the process. Colorado Realty and Land has been serving the San Luis Valley for over 30 years. Their agents are experienced professionals and can help you with your little slice of prime real estate heaven. Give us a call at 719-589-0770 or stop by at 1424 Main Street in Alamosa.
Weekend warriors, coaches, and athletes might need some extra help when facing an injury. At San Luis Valley Health, our sports medicine team has experts who can help. We have athletic trainers who focus on injury prevention, a caring orthopedic team who guide you through needed surgery, as well as physical therapists who aim for the best recovery possible. They bring their expertise and attention to detail for quality health outcomes close to home. Contact Sports Med at 587-5700.
Twin Pine Motorsports is where your adventure begins. It's that time of year again to snow check your new Ski-Doo or Lynx snowmobiles. Snow check a new Ski-Doo or Lynx and receive a 2-year warranty. Whether it's the Summit X with the 180 horsepower 850 E-Tech Turbo R or the Lynx Shredder RE with the 850 E-Tech Turbo R, both the Ski-Doo and Lynx lineup are available with an optional 10.25-inch touchscreen gauge. So stop by or give us a call to book your spring check snowmobile before March 31st. Twin Pine Motorsports. 29130 U.S. Highway 160, South Fork, Colorado. 719-873-9873. That's 719-873-8973. Twin Pine Motorsports, where your adventure begins.
Did you know the money you can get now for your used vehicle is through the roof? Spradley Chevrolet is stepping up big time with 30% more for your trade. It's time to go big. Trade up, way up. Still owe on your trade? No problem. Spradley Chevrolet will pay it off. The time to trade is now.
You're sitting on a gold mine.
What are you waiting for? It doesn't get any better. 30% more for your trade at Spradley Chevrolet in Pueblo or at Spradley.com.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
And welcome back. We are over at University of Northern Colorado here in Greeley, and it is halftime. The McClave Cardinals on top of the Sierra Grande Panthers by the score of 29-18. Got about 5.5 minutes before we tip this one off. Kind of a rundown of our scoring, of our action here earlier this morning. Sangre de Cristo Thunderbirds on the girls' side, 1A action, were eliminated this morning. And then in the semifinal, Sanford Indians advanced to the championship. They will take on, winner of Yuma and Denver Christian there. So Sanford Indians punched their ticket to the state championship there. And the game we brought to you just a little bit ago, on the girls' side of things, 2A action there. Sanford Indians punched another ticket there to the championship, knocking off the previously undefeated Rye Thunderbolts. Thunderbolts will move into the third place game tomorrow, where they'll take on Lyman, and Sanford Indians will take on number 2 seed Holyoke there. 1-2 matchup there. We'll be bringing you both of those championship games here on KSPK. And of course, Sierra Grande Panthers looking to punch their ticket as well, but find themselves down to McClave. And a lot of the story so far, just looking at it, McClave, a very, very tall team across the board. Probably just about every position, given up at least 5 or more inches of height. And realistically, that's been an issue for the Panthers all along, but McClave very skilled as well. Got about 4 minutes before he tipped that one off, and then we'll do a scoring rundown. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Looking for a personable yet professional attorney in the local area? Call the law firm of Brenda S. Getz, PC, today. Brenda specializes in Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcy, and her law firm is federally designated as a debt relief agency, able to guide you through the bankruptcy process. Brenda can also assist you with your estate planning, through the adoption process, or through the probate process. The law firm of Brenda S. Getz, PC, is here to serve you. Call 738-6304 or 888-438-9529.
From auto glass repair and replacement to residential and commercial glass, and with over 30 years' experience, Trader's Glass in Alamosa is synonymous with quality glass in the San Luis Valley. Trader's Glass can order and install all types of residential and commercial glass, including glass for doors, mirrors, and showers in a wide variety of sizes. Call 719-580-8479 today for a free estimate, or stop by and see us at 1424 21st Street, Unit B in Alamosa. Trader's Glass wants to show their support and wish all the San Luis Valley athletes good luck in this year's basketball and wrestling tournaments. Trader's Glass. Call us today at 719-580-8479. That's 719-580-8479.
If you've been looking for someone to help make your house a home, look no further than Wright Carpet and Interiors, located at 3221 Main Street in Alamosa. Wright Carpet and Interiors offers a large inventory of floors, as well as fireplaces and stoves and Hunter Douglas window treatments. Come in today and check out their beautiful showroom, and let their experienced staff get you on the right track to creating the home of your dreams. Wright Carpet and Interiors, 719-589-3661. Or visit WrightCarpetAndInteriors.com.
Snow Day, nature's reminder to take some time for yourself. With a Polaris ORV, it's possible. Easily plow the driveway and beyond. Ride Command's plow mode automatically raises and lowers the plow blade as it's shifted into gear. Think of all the time you can save. And now you can go explore new hobbies thanks to your off-road Polaris vehicle. So get to Mark's Outdoor Sports in Alamosa today during our New Year's sales event. Polaris, think outside. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
More high school athletics on KSPK.
And welcome back to the University of Northern Colorado. Getting ready to tip this one back off there. Panthers started out in a 9-0 hole, trailed by as many as 13 points, cut it back down to 11. Quick scoring breakdown first from the McClave Cardinals. Aiden Martinez, 9 points. Aiden Gomez, 6 points. Connor Ford, 2 points. Ray Mungeray with 3. Ricardo Casariga with 4. And Eduardo Verdú with 5. For the Sierra Grande Panthers, Thomas Archuleta with 7 and Isaiah Charez with 11 to round out the scoring there. And it's going to be McClave Cardinal ball to start. A lot of time to play ball, though, for Sierra Grande. And, halftime adjustments. Matt Lucero, coach for Sierra Grande, always has his guys playing very, very hard. And expect nothing less coming out there. And some pretty savvy seniors there as well. So we'll see what they're able to get going. And it'll start out with McClave with the ball. And it's going to be Martinez inbounds to Verdú. And Verdú brings it across the midline there. Goes to Martinez, right wing. Skips it over to Casaniga. Bound into the corner, 3-point shot on the way. And Charez comes out of there with the rebound and gets it up the floor quickly to Thomas Archuleta. Puts that in for his 9th point. Gives Charez the assist and the rebound there. Swing it back over to Aiden Gomez. Gomez over to Martinez. And swinging it around the horn. They get it inside. And that's going to be tied up there by Charez. And possession arrow is going to go to the Sierra Grande Panthers. Valdez brings it across the midline there for Sierra Grande. McClave in a zone. Swing it over. Ontiveros knocks down the three. It's a nice little 5-0 run for the Panthers, 23-29. And they swing that one over to the baseline. They're blocked by Charez, but Valdez on the play also got him on the way up. And it's going to send Cazaniga to the free throw line. He's got 4 points. Sierra Grande crowd not very happy about that one. First free throw no good though for Cazaniga. 23-29, 6:56 to go in the third. Second free throw good by Cazaniga. He's got 5, 23-30 the score now. Valdez brings it up right-hand side, goes to Charez. Charez fakes the three, goes off the screen, swings it over to Ontiveros. Ontiveros fires for three, in and out. Rebound brought down by Gomez. And Gomez has that tipped out by Archuleta. And two Sierra Grande Panthers diving for the ball. And going to go out of bounds on the sideline there. And Charez left a little skin on the floor there. We'll just say that. It'll grow back there. Rubbing the shoulder and elbow. Good hustle there by the Panthers. Picking up that intensity defensively. They trail by seven. McClave working around the perimeter. Martinez drives baseline. Puts up the two-point pull-up jump shot and knocks that down. 11 points now for Aiden Martinez. Back to a nine-point lead for the Cardinals there. Valdez attacks the right side, backs up, sets up the offense there. Has Charez at the high post. Sends Ontiveros through there. And Ontiveros, ball tipped out of there. Valdez goes into the backcourt, regains out. Ontiveros back to Valdez. Back to Archuleta. Now Archuleta back to Ontiveros. Goes to Charez on the baseline. And pass stolen there on the weak side by Gomez. And puts that shot up, no good. Offensive rebound brought down, though, by Verdue, his fifth board. And Cazaniga with the three-point shot there. And that's back to an 11-point lead. Actually, that one is going to go as a two-point shot. Two-point shot of their own, though. Put in there by Charez, his 13th point. McClave now on the attack, swinging it back around there. Verdue swings it back over to Martinez. Martinez arrives baseline, tries to go through, has a man in the paint. Shot goes up, no good. Battle for the rebound, and that's going to go out of bounds, and that's going to be off of the Cardinals. Number 30, Manuel Miranda, coming in the game now for the Panthers. And Archuleta will inbounds to Ontiveros. 29-34, 5:08 to go here in the third. Panthers trying to chip away at that Cardinal lead. Ontiveros goes left side. Swings it back around there. Back to Archuleta. And high post to Charez. They get it to Miranda. Miranda fires for three. That one's offline. Rebound brought down there by Martinez, his seventh board. Martinez gets to the floor quickly to Cazaniga. Cazaniga swings it around the horn to Gomez and kicks it back out to Martinez. Martinez drops it back to Verdue. Verdue fires for three and knocks it down. 8 points now for Verdue. Back to a 12-point lead for McClave. Charez catches, steps back, fires for three, and that one is going to airball. Rebound by Ray Mungare, and that's going to go out of bounds off of, believe that was Manuel Miranda there. Either way, going back to the McClave Cardinals. Purdue set to inbounds. Gives to Gomez. Gomez over to Cazuniga. Cazuniga swings it around to Martinez. Martina back to Cazuniga. Skip pass. Has a man open there. Mungare fires for three and knocks that down. He's got six now and back to a 15-point lead for McClave. Chavez at the high post, able to catch it after a bobble there. Gets it back to Ontiveros. Ontiveros to Archuleta. Archuleta drives baseline. And McClave just so big, so much length on that zone there. Ontiveros trying to set up the offense now. Tries to go in, kick on McClave. As he tried to feed it to Chavez at the high post there. And it's going to go back to the Panthers. They'll inbound on the sideline in front of their own bench. And Miranda gives to Archuleta. Archuleta to Ontiveros back at the top of the key. And he'll reset the offense there for the Panthers. Dribbles left side and another kick. This time on Verdue. Not a soccer game, I promise. And looking for a cutter, needs to get that in. Finally gets it to Chavez on the baseline. Chavez has that slapped out of bounds there by Gomez. And that's going to go out of bounds and back to the Panthers. 25-40 the score now. Semifinal, 1A boys. And pass to Chavez is going to be stolen there by Verdue. Verdue gets it up the floor to Martinez. Martinez gives to Cazuniga. Cazuniga loses the handle, gets it back though. Gives to Mungare, back to Martinez. Martinez goes back to the left-hand side there to Gomez now. And skip pass over to Mungare. Mungare fires for three. This one offline. Offensive board though. Martinez is eighth board. Kicks it back out to Verdue. Verdue puts a two-point shot up and in. And up to a 17-point lead now, 25-42. And Coach Matt Lucero calls timeout. We'll take a break as well. 42-25 there, Sierra Grande trailing, 2:57 to go in the third. You're listening to high school semifinal basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Looking to buy or sell this year? Shoals Realty is ready to help. Our agents have over 70 years combined experience in the San Luis Valley. In this fast-paced market, an agent is critical. You can count on Shoals Realty to help you navigate this process. Our agents at Shoals Realty are ready to listen and take care of the details so you don't have to. Shoals Realty. Real experience. Real commitment. Real estate. Visit our website at www.slvproperties.com.
More high school athletics on KSPK.
And welcome back. Sierra Grande Panthers in their undefeated season in jeopardy here in the 1A state semifinal against McClave. Sierra Grande coming in the number one seed, but McClave coming in with 19-5, but playing well right now. Sierra Grande's going to have to dig deep as they trail now by 17 points. Ontiveros gives to Valdez. Valdez gets it across the midline. McClave in a 2-3 zone, but just extending that. A lot of length up top, and they drop it down to the baseline there to Kessler. Kessler hands that off. Hanging shot there by Jeremy Martinez. No good, and rebound brought down there by Aiden Martinez. Ninth board there for McClave. Verdue drives. Pull-up jump shot from the free throw line. That one no good. And rebound that's... Wasn't McClave rebound, but had his foot on the baseline there, so that one will go back to the Panthers there, catching a little bit of a break there. Valdez brings it across there. And running a 1-4 high set. Valdez, top of the key, goes, drives, gets to the free throw line, has that kicked again. By Verdue, this McClave team with definitely with an international flavor there. Ricardo Cazuniga, an exchange student out of Italy. I don't know. I was going to come up with a soccer joke there, but Chavez catches on the baseline, fires for three. Front rim bouncing around. No good. Offensive board brought down, though, by Larry Valdez, his fifth board. And swings that back around. Valdez gets it back again. Chavez catches high post. Looks for Martinez. Sings it back out to Valdez. Valdez, top of the key. Goes back to Chariz. Chariz on the wing. Pull-up jump shot, long two. This one comes up short. And that's going to be Perdue coming out with his fifth board. Stolen back, though, by Chariz. And back to Ontiveros. Skip pass for Martin. And that's going to be stolen there by Gomez. And Aiden Gomez walks it up the midline there. Chance to add to their 17-point lead. Swing it back over to that left-hand side there, this time with Mungrary. And lost the handle of it. Bounce goes back. Chariz got a piece of that, but layup put up and in nonetheless there by Aiden Martinez. He's got 13 points now. Valdez, right-hand side. Gives to Martin. Martin on the wing. Looking for a cutter. Dangerous skip pass stolen by Mung. And stolen back, though, by Ontiveros. 44-25, though. 19-point deficit here by the Panthers. And Ontiveros back to Chariz. Back over to Valdez. Valdez gets to Ontiveros down on the baseline. And Ontiveros looking for a cutter. There has Valdez. Valdez gets through. Contact, puts it up, and draws the foul. Two shots coming up there for Larry Valdez. And that one's going to go against number 23, Cazeniga. Second foul for him. First team foul. And Valdez connects on the free throw. Larry Valdez with his first point. ...26-44, second one no good. Chariz going high for the rebound. Archuleta comes up with the O-board and gets it into Chariz. Chariz drops that in for two. He's got 15. Give Archuleta the assist. And timeout taken by McClave. Sierra Grande cut it down to 16 points now. 30-second timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Sierra Grande Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Did you hear that the Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store is having Chick Days March 11th and 12th? Flock into the Monte Vista Co-op Farm Store and get first pick of the chicks, poultry, supplies, feed, heat lamps, and much more. You don't want to miss these exciting prices and impeccable deals during the MVC Farm Store Chick Days March 11th and 12th. Monte Vista Co-op, community committed, agriculturally driven.
KSPK FM.
And welcome back. McClave set to inbounds on the sideline. They lead Sierra Grande by 16, 17.8 seconds left there. And Sierra Grande definitely working to avoid from getting further in that hole. Three-point shot launch, though. Aiden Martinez, and he knocks that down. 16 points now for Martinez, trailing now by 21 points. And that'll do it for the end of the third quarter. Panthers going to have to dig deep on this one. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
Lucky Luke's LLC is an auto repair shop in La Jara that knows that it's more than just a car. It's your ride to work and your way home. It's your kid's school bus. It's your ride to church on your wedding day and your way to the hospital when that new family member arrives. It's your way to the next ball game or hot date. It's what makes that vacation possible. Lucky Luke's LLC knows it's more than just a car. It's an investment in your way of life. Call us at 719-580-2990 to schedule your next oil change or repair.
Sound familiar? Rotary phones went away for a reason, and it might feel like your business's phone system is about as ancient. You might fear high equipment costs, but you know you need to upgrade. Call Netelligence in Alamosa. With future-proof latest tech phone systems for businesses like yours, Netelligence phone systems offer useful options like smartphone apps, voice and video conferencing, and even allow employees to work remotely from home with the phone system. Make the intelligent choice. Find your new phone system at netelligence.com.
KSPK.
And welcome back. We're ready for the start of the fourth quarter there. Sierra Grande trailing by the score of 28-47, 19-point deficit here. And Gomez inbounds, gets it back, swings it over to Mungare, swings it back over. And this time, Verdue drives, kicks it out to Martinez. Martinez, top of the key, swings it over to Verdue. Verdue fires for three. This one, no good. Rebound, though, brought down by McClave and put back up and in there by Ray. And 49-28 now. Valdez drives around the corner, gets to Archuleta. Archuleta fires for three. Shot no good. Rebound brought down Eduardo Verdue. And Verdue splits the double team. Gets, drives, has that stripped on his way up there by Charez. That's going to go out of bounds. And back to the Cardinals there underneath their own basket. 7:16 to go in the ball game now. And McClave catches on the baseline, fires there. Two-point basket up and in there by Eduardo Verdue there. 12 points now. And gives to Valdez. Valdez steps back, resets the offense there. And goes back to Charez. Charez fires from the baseline. Three-point shot, no good. Archuleta, though, diving save on the sideline. Good hustle there by him. And working that inside. Charez finishes, draws the foul, but gets landed on really hard. He hit the deck. And then Casaniga landed on top of him and hit his head on the... in some pain there. Not sure if that's his face or his head there on that. And we're going to take a quick break while they tend to Isaiah Charez. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
From auto glass repair and replacement to residential and commercial glass, and with over 30 years' experience, Trader's Glass in Alamosa is synonymous with quality glass in the San Luis Valley. Trader's Glass can order and install all types of residential and commercial glass, including glass for doors, mirrors, and showers in a wide variety of sizes. Call 719-580-8479 today for a free estimate, or stop by and see us at 1424 21st Street, Unit B in Alamosa. Trader's Glass wants to show their support and wish all the San Luis Valley athletes good luck in this year's basketball and wrestling tournaments. Trader's Glass. Call us today at 719-580-8479. That's 719-580-8479.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
And welcome back. McClave just took a timeout there. Isaiah Charez up on his feet, but kind of looking at him and, you know, just checking him out really closely there for head injuries. And, gosh, as much as you hate to see that, definitely they'll probably have a substitution come in and replace him there. We'll see what's going on there as they go out of the timeout. And one of those ones, but did hit his head pretty hard as far as that goes. It looked like he had his feet taken out from him, kind of landed flat on his back, but then Ricardo Casaniga also kind of hit the deck after he hit the foul and basically just landed right on top of Charez there. Nothing dirty or anything as far as that goes, just playing hard there, and they're going to send number 30, Manuel Miranda, in for him. And Miranda will get to shoot the free throw there. And Shara's just kind of doing some of the eye tests there, looking at the eye movement, making sure that... that he's okay there, but sometimes it takes some time on those to really see what's going on. Free throw, no good. And rebound brought down there by Mungare. Aiden Gomez brings it up the floor, gives to Martinez. Martinez swings it over to Casaniga. And almost stolen there by Kester. and Miranda comes away with it, puts up the floater, no good. Kester tries to save that, but snagged there by Verdue. And Verdue bringing that up the floor now. And Kester guarding him. Verdue gets a step, shake, dribble. Brings that up, gets a step again. This time stripped by Ontiveros. Ontiveros running the floor and puts up the floater off the backboard. No good. Kester going for the foul, though. Kester on the ground. And foul going on McClave. And that's going to go against Casaniga. If that's the case, that's his fourth. And Shara is back in the game now for the Panthers. Glad to see him okay there. And Archuleta catches back to Shara. Shara fires for three. No good. Ontiveros gets a rebound about the free throw line. Fires, no good. Valdez offensive board puts that. Catches and travels with that. McClave to inbounds. And they get that one to Gomez. Gomez picks up the dribble, swings it over to Mungeri. Back to Gomez. And Gomez called for the carry. And it's going to go back to the Sierra Grande Panthers. 30 to 51, though, trailing by 21 points here in the fourth quarter. 5:39 to go. And Valdez dribbles right side, sets up to play. And that's going to be another kick. Soccer season's just a couple weeks away still. Actually, I think games start on Saturday, if I'm being honest. But Valdez puts up the floater, drives, puts it high off the glass. Rebound brought down by Mungeri there for the Cardinals. And swing it around the corner now. Verdue down to the corner there to Martinez. And McClave kind of in no hurry there, kind of working it around. Sierra Grande went to man-to-man defense now. Verdue kind of backs that out. And kind of in no hurry there. Drive, puts up the floater, gets his own rebound though. And getting the rebound again. This put back, no good. And then it's going to be number 11, Matthew Martinez. Finally, Chavez catches, drives down the lane, and puts that up and in. 19 points now for Isaiah Chavez. Swings it back over to Ray Mungeri. And back over to Verdue. Verdue kicks it out to Martinez. 32-51. McClave, 19-point lead there. Swings it over to Mungeri. Gives it to Martinez. And back round over to Verdue. And Verdue working against Ontiveros. Gets down to the baseline. Hesitation dribble. Drops that over to Gomez. And Gomez is going to kick that back out to Aiden Martinez. And Panthers look to extend now. 4 minutes. Backdoor cut open. And traveling is going to be the call there on McClave, so they'll turn that one back over. 32-51. Panthers got the stop. Now they got to get a bucket. Chavez has had the hot hand. He's got 19. Valdez to Ontiveros. Ontiveros back to Valdez. Back to Archuleta, top of the key. They'll go back to that right side again. And swing it back out. Ontiveros fires for three off the dribble penetration. No good, and Verdue going up high for the board. Swings it across over to Forg. And trailing that play there, Gomez brings it back in there for the Cardinals. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left now. Aiden Martinez swings it back over to Verdue. Verdue turning the corner there, and he's going to be fouled there by Larry Valdez. Second foul, I believe. 3:23 to go there, and McClave mostly looking to run clock there, up by 19 points, 32-51. And McClave just kind of is pulling it out, looking to run that clock there. And this time they drive in, put that shot up, and it's going to go out of bounds off of number 11, Matthew Martinez. And back to McClave there. 3:09 left to go, 32-51. McClave inbounds under the bucket. They give to Verdue. Purdue goes out to Forg and goes back to Aiden Martinez. Martinez backs up near midcourt, gives to Aiden Gomez. And Purdue kind of shakes Ontiveros loose once again. Goes to drive in to the left-hand side. Kicks it back out to Martinez. Down inside 3 minutes now. 2 minutes, 40 seconds. And goes back to Gomez. And Sierra Grande, Ontiveros going to pick up the foul there. Crowd booing. Kind of looking Verdue pushing off a little bit, but not a lot. Size mismatch there. Swing it down to Aiden Martinez. Martinez goes back out to Verdue. And Verdue swings that over to Martinez again. Back to Verdue on the right-hand side now. And working against Ontiveros. Gets into the lane and shoots. Fouled by Ontiveros. And it's going to send Verdue to the free throw line for two. He's got 12 points in the ball game there for the McClave Cardinals. 32-51 though, 2:18 to go on the clock. And looking more and more like McClave. Free throw good there. McClave will play number 7 seed. I had that one in my head. I looked at the bracket right before I came here. And Panthers going to pull their seniors out there. Big round of applause there. And always a tough one. So Archuleta, Charez, and Larry Valdez coming out of the game. Second free throw, good. And always tough there for the seniors. Dream of a state title. Slipping away here. 2 minutes, 9 seconds. And Panthers working that around. Valencia Lucero has it on the wing. Swings it back over. Ontiveros fires for three. And Brian Ontiveros knocks it down for his 6th point. 35-53 the score now. Back down to 18 minute 51 seconds there as Aiden Gomez brings it across the midline. Swings it over to Forg. Forg back out to Martinez. And Martinez being hounded there by Valencia Lucero. Picks up the dribble. Swings that back over to Gomez. And Gomez circles around, gets it over to Mungare, got away with a travel there. Back to Martinez, and 1:25 to go here. And just kind of looking to run the clock there. Foul's going to be committed by Ty Kester. And McClave's going to send in a new 5 there as well. And for the Panthers, Kobe Mizukami coming in as well. He's going to replace Ontiveros. And number 24, Aiden Lopez in the game as well. And both coaches getting some state tournament experience there for their second string players. Steins working to dribble that one out, working against Herndon. And picks up the dribble, swings that back over to Braden Marks. Marks skips that back over to Connor Steins. Steins over to Smart drives, kicks that over to Temple. Temple kicks that one back out. McClave swinging that around, down inside a minute now, 44 seconds. And Panthers not looking to foul at this point. There's not going to be any play that's going to get you 18 points in this one. Just trying to put some pressure, going for the steal. And got McClave to pick up the ball. Skip pass goes back and able to connect on that. And McClave swings that back out. 24 seconds on the clock now. And looks like this one is going to wind down. Unfortunately. And looks like Sierra Grande is going to be playing Grenada tomorrow at 1 p.m. And McClave will move into the championship. And so tough one for the Panthers there, taking their first loss of the season. And that kind of going around, same thing happened to the Thunderbolts a little bit earlier tonight at the hands of the Sanford Indians. Final score 53-35. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back with the postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the San Luis Valley? Then let Colorado Realty and Land help guide you through the process. Colorado Realty and Land has been serving the San Luis Valley for over 30 years. Their agents are experienced professionals and can help you with your little slice of prime real estate heaven. Give us a call at 719-589-0770 or stop by at 1424 Main Street in Alamosa.
If you've been looking for someone to help make your house a home, look no further than Wright Carpet and Interiors, located at 3221 Main Street in Alamosa. Wright Carpet and Interiors offers a large inventory of floors, as well as fireplaces and stoves and Hunter Douglas window treatments. Come in today and check out their beautiful showroom. And let their experienced staff get you on the right track to creating the home of your dreams. Wright Carpet and Interiors, 719-589-3661. Or visit WrightCarpetAndInteriors.com.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
Lucky Luke's LLC is an auto repair shop in La Jara that knows that it's more than just a car. It's your ride to work and your way home. It's your kid's school bus. It's your ride to church on your wedding day and your way to the hospital when that new family member arrives. It's your way to the next ball game or hot date. It's what makes that vacation possible. Lucky Luke's LLC knows it's more than just a car. It's an investment in your way of life. Call us at 719-580-2990 to schedule your next oil change or repair.
Nostalgia is great. Remembering awesome music, cool cars, your favorite movies. You know what you're not nostalgic for? Network speeds. If your computer network is partying like it's 1999, you need help from the computer experts at Netelligence in Alamosa. Netelligence will actually give you a free computer and network assessment, then show you how they can get your problems fixed, save money, and bring your computer speeds into this century. Make the intelligent move. Get help right now at netelligence.com.
KSPK FM.
And welcome back to University of Northern Colorado, where this year Grand Panthers lost by the final score of 53-35 at the hands of the McClave Cardinals. And just going to do a quick recap of the game. And McClave, you know, usually Panthers, they play bigger teams all year long, but unfortunately come up short on this one. Hot shooting night there for McClave. And McClave, a very solid basketball team. No doubt about that. They'll be playing in the state championship tomorrow evening there. Panthers, meantime, will play tomorrow there for third place. Not what they'd hoped and dreamed for, but still a very good showing for those teams. And again, hats off to those seniors there, Thomas Archuleta, Larry Valdez, Matthew Martinez, and Isaiah Chavez there, four seniors there for the Panthers. Some good young talent coming up behind them as well, though, so hopefully they'll be able to repeat that experience, get into the state tournament there. Going to do a quick scoring rundown first for the McClave Cardinals. Aiden Martinez finished with 16 points, 9 boards. Aiden Gomez with 6. Connor Forg with 2. Ray Mungeray with 8. Ricardo Casaniga with 7. And Eduardo Verdue with 14 for McClave. For the Panthers, Thomas Archuleta with 9, Brian Ontiveros with 6, Larry Valdez with 1, Isaiah Chavez with 19, and outstanding effort by him. They'll be playing tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and our first broadcast tomorrow morning will be the Rye Thunderbolts. They'll be taking on Lyman for the third place game. That game will be at 10 o'clock. Then we'll be scooting over here to UNC for a 1 o'clock game. And so they'll be playing Grenada here at 1 o'clock. And then that will be followed up by a 7 o'clock tip-off. Sanford Indians take on Holyoke. No, going to be a 1-2 there. And on the boys' side, Sanford Indians will be playing in the championship as well. Haven't seen a final score out of there yet, but they'll play the winner of Yuma and Denver Christian. So a lot more March Madness going on here. And we'll be back tomorrow. It's been an absolute pleasure being able to bring you these games. I hope you guys have enjoyed them as much as I have. And, gosh, just grateful to have some normal here, especially for these kids that work so hard. They have the dream of playing, making that shot in front of those big crowds, and able to make that happen this year. Very thankful for that. Anyways, going to sign off for tonight. This has been TJ Blackhurst bringing you high school basketball for KSPK.
KSPK.
Weekend warriors, coaches, and athletes might need some extra help when facing an injury. At San Luis Valley Health, our sports medicine team has experts who can help. We have athletic trainers who focus on injury prevention, a caring orthopedic team who guide you through needed surgery, as well as physical therapists who aim for the best recovery possible. They bring their expertise and attention to detail for quality health outcomes close to home. Contact SportsMed at 587-5700.
Looking to buy or sell this year? Shoals Realty is ready to help. Our agents have over 70 years combined experience in the San Luis Valley. In this fast-paced market, an agent is critical. You can count on Shoals Realty to help you navigate this process. Our agents at Shoals Realty are ready to listen and take care of the details so you don't have to. Shoals Realty. Real experience. Real commitment. Real estate. Visit our website at www.slvproperties.com.
Snow Day. Nature's reminder to take some time for yourself. With a Polaris ORV, it's possible. Easily plow the driveway and beyond. Ride Command's plow mode automatically raises and lowers the plow blade as it's shifted into gear. Think of all the time you can save. And now you can go explore new hobbies thanks to your off-road Polaris vehicle. So get to Mark's Outdoor Sports in Alamosa today during our New Year's sales event. Polaris, think outside. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Another set, cued and ready to go.
All week, it's time to play.